This is Brett Northey from worldfootynews.com speaking to New Zealand AFL General Manager Rob Malone.
When you've got games that close, structure wins out all the time. Structure and processes win out all the time. So when it gets tough, you stick to what you know best and what you train for. We lost the game, was sort of we went fits and starts in terms of that structure, but the end result was we held the ball up, we used the air. A lot better in the air, and our forwards kicked drilling, which is terrific.
How many training sessions have most of these guys had together? Because all through the tournament, structure was the discipline, the structure, knowing what to do was really obvious, and it's not that easy to teach a team that, especially guys that aren't together for a long period.
Yeah, well, the Auckland and Waikato guys would have trained two nights a week for 4 months leading up to the tournament. The Canterbury and Wellington guys are a little bit disadvantaged with the tyranny of distance, but when you've got 18, 15 Aucklanders and 3 Waikato players training 3 nights a week, the balance being 9 or 10 blokes, it's quite easy to fit in that structure when you've got ability. So that was basically the build-up, about an 8 or 9 month build-up, coming to sort of a crescendo with 3 sessions a week with about 5 months to go.
And being New Zealand, is it a coincidence that some of that structure seemed to involve a couple of numbers at the ball and then sort of a pass out the back with a handball to a guy who could kick? It did sort of look a bit like the rugby union style, getting the guy who could kick for touch, except that the kicks were classical Aussie rule style kicks and to a leading player.
Yeah, but I'm not too sure. I think that happened by default, mate, to be honest. It was sort of a situation where numbers to the ball and balance around the contest, which, as you know very well, essentially if one guy goes to the ball, the other guy presents himself. And what we really worked on, and the New Zealanders had no concept of 6 months ago, was running, unrewarded running. So drag your man out of a space so your teammate can run into that space. That is the hardest thing to teach a New Zealander, because all he does as a rugby player is cover, cover, cover. So we worked very hard on that, and obviously the skills under pressure are pretty good. Hitting an unmarked target is extremely important. Does it look like rugby? It probably does. Do we do that by design? No, it probably happened by default, but it worked effectively.
And obviously easy to teach these guys.
Yeah.
That style, man, but it was very effective for the whole tournament.
Mind you, though, Brett, when you've got a couple of classy forwards that kick, you know, goals, then they have to, it helps a lot. So we try to isolate Bowden, isolate Ashton, and isolate Bradley, three players in a mobile. And if you watch them, and as you have over the 16 days, they look like they've been playing all their lives, the three of them. And they were the key focus. I think Steve Froggatt today, the big fella, number 20, he probably could have won the game half an hour before we had to win it. But it's all options, so we're really pleased. And what this will do for the sport is, you know, intangible in terms of what it will do for the sport.
Have you been getting much interest from the New Zealand media yet, or do you expect to get a lot more once you get back over there with the cup?
Oh no, it's we've been getting a lot of media, and we will get. You know, the Kiwis love their sporting champions, so they don't really like the runners up. So I think we'll get a lot of exposure. Be a great fillip for the sport moving back. I mean, now it'll be taken seriously, and I think the New Zealand team and its management set the benchmark for future international tournaments in terms of the way we present ourselves, operate, and the way we play. That's the benchmark for future tours. I'm not too sure whether they can replicate this New Zealand team again. It's that good, but we're mighty proud of what we've done.
Yep. Congratulations.
Good on you. Thanks for your help.